Please be seated. When I was a young, skinny priest, and yes, fathers, I was once young and skinny, I served at the University of Notre Dame, and I also would serve even during summer school. And I had a group of priest friends. We would fly to Fort Lauderdale in August. Now, we stayed for free at some rich folk's house. They would never go to Florida in the summer, but we did. It was right on the ocean. We stayed for free. It was wonderful. I'd look forward to it all through summer session. But on one occasion, they were down there a couple days before me. The summer school graduation mass seemed like it would never end. It finished. I threw some clothes in a gym bag and jumped on the puddle jumper, the little plane between South Bend, Indiana, and Chicago. Not into O'Hara. I remember I was flying into Midway. And honest to goodness, as we're coming in for a landing, we lost an engine. You know, just like you see on TV, all of a sudden the plane starts going like that. You see the ground coming up real fast. And I thought, look out, God, here comes Janky. I really thought any second I would be dead. But the plane, there's two engines, kind of did one of these things, made wider and wider circles, achieved altitude, and then came in for a landing. Well, when I saw my brother priests, I told them all the story. I was pretty excited about escaping death on that occasion. But you know, 5 minutes they were bored with that story, and so was I. It's not such a tremendous thing to escape a death by accident when you know eventually we all die. So to escape death from serious illness or in war or in a car wreck, it's a good thing, but it's not an overwhelming thing. But what we celebrate at every single Mass that we assemble is that in Jesus Christ, we are destined to escape death forever, to live life without end. And that is a tremendous, overwhelming thing. All today's scriptures speak about that victory over death. The first reading describes a very brave mother who she and her seven sons faced down the cruelty of Antiochus, the king of Assyria, who would kill any Jew that practiced the law. But she kind of looked at him, so did her sons, and she believed in the resurrection, she believed in God, and the armies of the world weren't going to defeat that lady. St. Paul talks about his everlasting assurance with everything the apostle faced, traveling all around, persecuted, beaten up, whipped, everything. Nothing shook him because he had the assurance that God had destined him to live forever. And in the gospel, Jesus faces down the pretensions of the priesthood. The Sadducees, they were called. They only believed in the first five books of the Hebrew Bible. And they thought God was eternal, but human beings only were destined for this life. So Jesus quotes from the first five books of the Bible that they did believe in. He quotes from the book of Exodus, where Moses is before that burning bush, on fire but never consumed, an image of the invincible power of God. And he said, Moses cried out, the Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, that God was the God of the living, not the dead. And those who are alive in God live forever. That is incredible. That is life-changing. That gives believers a power non-believers can only dream about. And how did it happen? It happened through the Lord. You know, God is all-powerful, eternal. There's nothing God cannot do. But before the birth of Christ, there was one thing God couldn't do. And that was God couldn't know death. But in the birth of Jesus, There was kind of an exchange of capacities. Jesus, fully divine and fully human, took upon himself our capacity for death. But he gave us God's capacity for everlasting life. What a deal! What a gift! What a tremendous exchange! So the Lord's victory over death becomes our victory over death. He faced the cross fearlessly because he knew and loved the Father. And he calls all of us, all of you, to live in the power of his resurrection. There's lots of things out there besides losing an engine that can scare us. You might be intimidated by some of your friends. You might be facing a course you're not sure of. You might have problems in your family. But remember, you have been redeemed by the resurrection of the Son of God. So the power that is in you is greater than anything in this world. And it proves to you, not just talking about loving us, the Lord proved to us how much he loved us because he died for our sake so we could live forever. So you can't really get all shaken up by almost anything. Recognizing that death is a moment in our existence and not our eternity can separate what's important from what's not important. You can enjoy the good things of this life. You can savor what God has made wonderful. You can also let go of the stupid things. You cannot be shaken up by the nonsense that can get in the way. You can start practicing for everlasting life. Every time we assemble for Mass, we have a foretaste of what everlasting life might be like. We hear God's Word in the Scriptures, and unlike all the noise of our culture, God's Word tells us the truth. And we assemble as the body of Christ, as brothers and sisters, supported and united by the power of God's love. And we share in the sacrament. Remember, Jesus said, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will never really die," because we're sharing in the eternal life of God, even here on earth. So, I hope you don't have any scary airplane rides. I didn't like it then. I don't like turbulence now. So I hope you avoid traffic accidents, eat your veggies, look both ways before you cross the street, floss, do all those things people tell you to do. But in a certain fundamental sense, you have nothing to be afraid of. You have everything to live for. And you have God's promise that the one who made you and created you, who redeemed you, will love you forever. And there is no greater gift than that.